It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. We'll do some Yankees right now as we welcome in, as we always do on Wednesdays at 12:30, Susan Waldman. Susan's appearance is brought to you by Empower Solar. Susan, it's to me, maybe I shouldn't be surprised, but I am surprised that the Yankees have played the way that they have through the first two games of the series as they now get set for Game 3 tonight in Kansas City.
Okay, which part are you surprised at? What are you surprised at?
Great question. Maybe the fact that I feel like they got fortunate game one. Mm-hmm. Garrett Cole was bad. Even Judge, Susan. I'll give you the two things I'm surprised at most. Garrett Cole and Aaron Judge.
Okay. Well, let me answer them. Let's start with Aaron Judge, okay? If you've taken a look at what he's been thrown, and we can say that with Bobby Witt also at the same time. If you look at where they're throwing, he might get one pitch or two pitches all night to hit, and he's not going out of that zone. And what we've learned about this offense all year, you shut down Aaron Judge, you shut down this offense. I'm glad you brought up game one, because if the Kansas City Royals do not walk eight Yankees in that game, they lose game one also.
Yes.
But here, you got a whole other thing here. You're going to Kauffman Stadium, which, by the way, the only place that has better offensive numbers than Kauffman Stadium are Coors Field and what's the little place in Cincinnati?
Bank One,
Bank,
whatever,
Bank. Ballpark. Yeah. And of
Great
course
American.
Fenway Park and Fenway Park. The bad news about that is Seth Lugo. The best game I've ever seen pitched all year was Seth Lugo against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. They couldn't touch him. They couldn't get anywhere near him. It was like he said, I know it's Yankee Stadium, but Mets, this is what I could have done for you. I could like see it on his face. That's the bad news. We'll just see what happens, because you're not going to, this usually happens with teams that are based on one person offense. You've heard the saying for years, as Aaron Judge goes, so go the Yankees.
Yep.
Well, somebody else besides Aaron Judge has to, I hate those phrases, step up.
Yeah.
But somebody else has to try and do something on this team.
Yeah, and he looks very jumpy, which is why I'm not convinced he's going to bust out of it tonight, hopefully, or anytime.
Well, then if they don't give him any pitch, you know, there's two things about that. People say, well, you know, it's close enough. No, it's not.
I know.
You work your whole career on discipline. You can't.
I know.
So it's. I hate that it's come down to that Aaron Judge has got to do it. There are eight other people in that lineup.
Yep. Yeah, and some of them have shown signs. Verdugo, Austin Wells, Volpe. Listen, Susan, I'm sitting Stanton. I mean, this very well, he's not playing tonight. I don't know what Boone's doing. That's it. He can't play.
I haven't seen the lineup. Have you seen the lineup? I don't know about the lineup.
I have not, but I'm trying to speak it into happening. Stanton's got to sit. Dominguez, this might be a one-run game. Stanton is three times in two games. He looks like he's 90. He cannot play tonight.
Yeah, the idea that you can't run to first base is,
Come on.
I don't know what you do. I really don't know. These are things that, you know, this is something that, because they have pummeled their way to things, you sort of don't notice. But how many playoff series have we seen where the star goes 1-for-21? You remember Mr. May? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Dave Winfield.
All you have to do is not pitch to Dave Winfield.
Yeah.
Ted Williams goes 1-for-21 or whatever. It happens over and over. But that's because, to me, there's no balance in this lineup.
Yeah, for sure.
You shut Judge down and nobody else can do it. And as I said to somebody on another show in Kansas City, Aaron Judge doesn't have the luxury of Aaron Judge protecting him in the lineup.
And as well said, we're talking to Susan Waldman, BT and Sal on the Fan, Yanks and the Royals tonight. So because we anticipate Lugo putting up a lot of zeros, we have to focus on the Yankees pitcher. Interesting, Clark Schmidt over Heald. Do you like that decision?
I do like that decision. And here's the reason why. I love Clark Schmidt stuff. I like Heald too, but Heald can be rattled. Mm-hmm. Clark Schmidt can't. He can't. He's very confident. He knows if he gives up something, he'll say, "What do I do the next pitch?" It's something about Heald that they don't trust in this short series, or he would be in there because the stuff. And don't forget, the stuff at the end wasn't as good. He was walking people early, and he does have those one innings. I love Clark Schmidt stuff. I like them both stuff, but to me, it's a better start. Joe Torre always said that Game 3 was the most important start of all, and that's why he had always put someone really calm in there, like Mike Messina, mm-hmm. for years later on. I would rather, just as a person-wise, right now, Clark Schmidt is where I'd go also.
Are they going to use Heald at all, Susan? I mean, Heald was there. You could argue the best pitcher all year long from start to finish.
Well, no, he wasn't. Not all year long. No, he was not. He was at the beginning, and then he had some, you know, at the end. Take a look at some of the walks lately. Mm-hmm. He's got electric stuff, but he can be rattled. I don't know if that's the reason, because all you get from the Yankees, you know, we're in the CIA here, and you can't tell anybody what's really going on. You know, God forbid I put something on the air that they don't want, you know, or God forbid they think I'm going to run over to Matty Cotrero and say, you know, in the second inning, you know what he's going to do?
Right.
Yeah. So we get no information, but all we will get is that we just thought it was a better matchup. So, and they put it through their little computers, and the computer spit out Luis Heald, I guess, on this one.
I wonder if Kansas City knows that Giancarlo Stanton can't run, or the Yankees have issues. Like, I mean, the Yankees themselves, Susan, and maybe that's why I'm mad at myself. I'll admit, I'm brainwashed because I lived through, as a Yankee hater, the dynasty in the 90s, okay? So I always think that they're going to come through in the postseason. I've been expecting them to win a World Series every year since 2017. However,
You know what, though? Derek Jeter's not on this team.
Nope. You're right.
Tino Martinez isn't on this team.
Yeah, no,
Paul
Bernie.
O'Neill's
I get
not
it.
On this team.
Scott
no,
Brosius.
Bernie.
Yeah.
And how can you hate those people? They were so likable.
Well, back then,
nice people.
Yeah, well, you're right, Susan. Don't make me unhate them. How about Clemens? What about him? Because I still hate him for hitting Piazza. But no, you're right. It has nothing.
Well, Roger Clemens, one of my oldest and dearest friends, as everybody knows. So,
Sal hates him.
I mean, he drove Mike Piazza on purpose.
I don't blame you. You should hate him.
No, but you're right, Susan. It shouldn't have anything to do with the way that I feel about this Yankee team. And I know better because I've watched this team this year struggle to an infuriating point. So I'm saying this team isn't any good. And the best thing anybody said is, well, nobody else is that good either. But then through the first two games against the Royals of all teams, the Yankees look like a team that shouldn't even be in the postseason.
Well, I think you're a little exaggerated, but I'll chalk that up to that's your job. We'll forgive you for that. You know, by the way, before we start go any further here, you know, you were supposed to call me at 20 after I was told, because I was going axe throwing today.
Really?
Before the bus, yes. And I'm going to have to do it tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Wow.
But that's okay. So I can talk as long as you want. I'll send you pictures from last year. Have you ever been axe throwing?
I have not. I've seen it.
I have. But you got to tilt a few back. You can't drink before the game. You got to get drunk on that. You got to go. You got to throw the axe drunk.
Why would I ever pick up an axe when I'm drunk?
That's why they open that place. That's why you do it.
Well, it is in a bar, I must
say. Yeah, of course.
But at 11:30 in the morning, no one's drunk.
Yeah, have a Bloody Mary.
Have you done it before,
no.
Axe throwing?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'll send you pictures. Meredith Marakovitz and I went last year. She was better than I, but I got a couple in, yeah.
Well, she's an athlete. She's an athlete. That doesn't surprise me.
Okay. Yeah, she really is.
I got to ask you this. Okay, good. So, all right, let me pick this up here. So, athletes say the weirdest things, and most times I don't overwhelm. I should say most times I don't overreact. Half the time we do overreact. That's what we do.
Yes,
but
you do. You react to
everything. I caught myself, Susan. You're right.
Are you going to talk about Jazz Chisholm saying
they
were lucky?
Yes, I can't stand what he said the Royals were lucky. That's unprofessional.
No, oh, please.
What do you mean, oh, please?
Oh, please. You know, if you stand there and you listen to it, what he said before, if you take out that one little thing.
Oh, well, yeah.
Then, no, that isn't what he said. He talked about their finding holes, which they did, by the way. They did find holes, however they were hit at 90 miles an hour up the middle. They did find holes, so they did get lucky that they found those holes. He didn't say they're a lucky team. Even even Kansas City was laughing at that. Because everybody said it's going to be bulletin board material. It's not going to be bulletin board material. I mean, this isn't football. This is baseball. Do you think they really care that Jazz Chisholm's? What's he supposed to say? We're terrible.
Well, how about
no,
Susan?
Of course not.
How about if we would have said, you know what? We're fortunate to be 1-1 in this series the way that we've played.
I'm going to ask you. Everybody yells and screams because when athletes say all these little patented platitudes all the time, you get one guy in that clubhouse who actually, except for Verdugo, actually says what he feels, and when he does it, everybody screams.
Okay. Now, that's a good point, because for too long, the Yankees were too corporate. They were too corporate, and that bothered me. It's like from the conveyor belt of vanilla existence. No, I like guys who tell us what they're thinking, but I got to tell you, when you're down 4-1 and you hit a home run and you're dancing around like you're Michael Jackson and you're still down 2 runs and you're moonwalking around the bags and then you say that the Royals were lucky, and I love Jazz. I just think he missed the mark on that. I don't like what he said.
Well, okay. Maybe he'll say something different today. Okay.
He hopefully says we won. I mean, because if they don't win, they're in trouble, Susan.
Well, today, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't know what you expect today. I mean, maybe Seth Lugo has a cramp in his arm. I have no idea. All I've seen is Seth Lugo kill this lineup. And it's not that he, you know, this is not a guy who throws 100 miles an hour. This is Jai who's moving things around, and they couldn't touch him. Even Aaron Boone said that last game at Yankee Stadium was the best game that anyone's thrown against them all year. So I don't know what you do about that. And then, you know, but you, here's my whole thing about it. You get somebody on, you better move them over. You better steal a base. You better move someone over. Stop swinging for the fences and try and get that run in. And that is something that the Yankees were good at the beginning of the season. And I'm not quite sure what happened, but that has just stopped. So, you know, if you look at the way Kansas City plays, and I know they don't have a lot of, you know, big home. They have Bobby Witt and Salvi, and now that Pasquantino's back, but he's still got a broken thumb. So, they move their runners around. They are young. They are athletic. They do what they do. They'll steal a base. They'll put down a bunt. They'll fake you out. They will try and do that. And sometimes the Yankees get into this thing that, no, we're just going to pummel you to death. And then you got to remember that it's the playoff, and that's not how the game is usually played.
Yeah, you know what they do? They play baseball. The Yankees sometimes just don't play the game the way that it was meant to be played. I know that they got these stars and the power, but other teams play baseball, and the Yankees just don't do it
you can only play who's in the room. That's something, and that's a whole other story. But right now, you got a problem. I like Schmidt, obviously. I love the bullpen coming in. So, you know, just it's not like they don't try to play baseball. It's just not configured the way some of these, and they call them upstart teams. And then there's teams like, you know, on the other side, if you watch in San Diego and the Dodgers, that's a whole other thing, because those are big guys all the way down. This is just not constituted like this.
You know, Susan, Jazz Chisholm's comments may not register with the Royals. They don't care. But something that did register were the antics of Carlos Rodon. And look, I was in the stadium just as you were.
Yeah.
The ferocious roar when Rodon struck out the side. He was obviously showing emotions. Some Royals took issue with that, or at least punched back a little bit after the game, saying you shouldn't celebrate that early. What is up? What is the issue with Carlos Rodon? Why can't he get through 5 innings, for goodness sake, or 4, for that matter?
Well, that's another question of who these people are. And, you know, that brings us back to the point. I think it was you that said to me last week about, you know, you pay these guys $200 million or whatever it is, they should perform. You got to figure out who you're signing and what this is. And he's got great stuff, and he's also a fly ball pitcher. And if you look at some of his best start, I mean, when he was an all-star with the Giants, I know he pitched the no-hitter for Chicago, but he had his best years with the Giants when he pitched in the National League West, where all those big giant parks were. So that's a whole other thing. You also have to know who you're signing. He's gone through a lot of bad. This probably is the first time he's ever had failure. And last year was a terrible failure for him. And he gets emotional. I don't know. That wasn't, you know, I know he was excited. I wasn't crazy about that either. But
well, and let's face it, if there's
the other thing that is concerning about that, since he's never done that before, I think he was so emotional. That's why guys talk about trying to do something so they don't get amped up.
Yep.
And they try and keep it under control because they know what happens when you use up all that emotion. It's not just from your gut. It's also takes strength away from you. And if you use it all up in the first inning, where are you going to go in the fourth?
I hear you. a quick one to follow up on Rodon, and then one more about Boone, and then I'm out. Susan, in terms of good stuff for you here, go throw those axes, Susan.
No, that's tomorrow. Okay, now I have to go tomorrow.
Got
it. It's okay. I might need it tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what the target is. Hopefully not, though.
Yeah, might be doing it in here.
Oh, right. If Yankees lose, we'll be throwing everything. If let's say it gets to a game, just quickly, if it gets to a game five, and Heald doesn't come out of the pen in the next two games, do you think there's any chance that Boone swaps Rodon and Heald?
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Wow.
Just asking.
Rodon's going to pitch a game five?
For a million reasons.
God. Okay. All right. Well, that's not the answer I was hoping for, but I certainly appreciate your honesty.
Well, I can say whatever you want.
No. We have you to speak the truth, which you do.
I mean, but just take a look at what you're saying. And this team, have they ever really surprised you with something?
Yeah, I know. Not too often.
And that it's also, there's a lot of people that believe if you don't stay the course, you're panicking.
Uh-huh.
So if the manager panics or whoever makes these decisions, if they're panicking, then you panic too.
Gotcha.
They just don't change that.
Okay.
Much.
All right. So now you were kidding, but in jest, there's truth, obviously, in jest, there's truth, where you said that the Yankees, treat every little thing like a state secret here, because you're messing around and say it on the air, which you're obviously not. So you don't get a ton from Boone in that regard, but you're around him every day. Let's face it. This is more macro, but if the Yankees were to lose this series, I think he's out. You don't have to comment on that. But do you sense more pressure that Boone's wearing it a little differently these last couple of days?
I think he's been a little different for about a month. And I think that this is part of it. I mean, this is, and I don't ask him about it. He says he doesn't think about it. How can you not? How can you not?
To.
And
he's
I don't
human.
Know. See, but I don't know. It's human to do that. I'm not quite sure what. I know this is a very unpopular thought. I don't know what difference it makes. I mean, the way games are, there are very few. I mean, Buck Showalter's not coming back here. Billy's not coming back here. I like the fact that some teams have thought, maybe we should go with a Bruce Bochy. Maybe we should try and get Dusty out of retirement. Maybe we should try and get Tito Francona out of, a guy that has a little gravitas there. I know Boone is, the guys love him, but he is a perfect manager for what they are doing.
That's how about Donnie?
You know what I mean?
How about Donnie?
They had their chance with Don Mattingly.
Yeah.
But also,
if it wasn't going to happen then, it's not going to happen now. Well, boy, would people love that. Huh?
But the point is, this is not on Boone. Like, Boone's going to pay the price.
It's not on him at all.
Right.
Because most teams play a certain kind of baseball, and it's like a conglomerate of thing. And the manager is there to, be a conduit between, the front office and the 3,700 analytics guys and the team. And that's what Boone does very, very well. And that's how they set it up. You put it, you're just with the way it's set up, I would be really surprised if you got like a let's go kind of guy. And, and it's like, you think the Jets are going to go and get Bill Belichick? He'd turn that around in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
right?
Let's go. I mean, but
they're not going to do it, are they?
Hey, if the Yankees lose this series, I'll take Belichick managing the Yankees. I mean, something's going to happen. I mean, come on.
Yeah, wait a minute. Does the girlfriend come too?
Yeah. She does. Let's go.
Is she even old enough? Is she old enough to get in the park? Who the hell knows?
Oh, I don't know. They put there were pictures of their summer vacation on
that's
Twitter
awesome.
This morning.
That is great.
Susan, what does John do when you and Meredith are going axe throwing? Does he hang out with you guys or what?
Well, John usually gets up around noon.
Has
his
God.
Brunch, looks for newspapers, which I haven't been in hotels for 10 years.
Yeah.
But he'll take the last bus. And he'll get there. Bus,
huh? How's he getting acclimated to travel here? I know it's the first road trip for a while.
Well, John, he's been fine. It's it was one plane. It's a nice plane. It had a television. He reads his book. And it's fine. He's fine.
All right. We know John on the road. Of course, I like to envision. I know you tell us like behind the scenes, you and Meredith hanging out, going, by the way, I'd love to do that. Like, think of how cool that would be. Travel.
Yeah, they always run around Chicago. They get after
you
those
guys
two.
Are living the life. I love it on Instagram. It's tremendous. I'd love to be a part of that. And then,
you have to see, it's like, I'm not a big after game kind of person. I like to get up early and go exploring what's around. Like, you run into very interesting people at certain, like, I'm a big coffee person and I don't want to keep going to Starbucks, which I love, but you look up what's the best, and there's a really great little place, and you get there and there's a line out the door and you wouldn't know that they were there. Or you can go, you can come to Seattle. We go hiking by the falls.
Wow.
You can do that.
Oh, it sounds
or,
so great.
Like, if you get up really early, you can go and catch fish that when they bring it in and Pike's Market
over
in Seattle.
Pike, yeah.
There's a lot to do.
Yeah.
Have you
a
ever,
lot to do.
Have you ever done any of that with John at all over the years?
No.
John's over at the dispensary in Seattle.
No, no, John. You don't have to do that anymore. You can just walk down the street. No, John is a nightlife kind of person.
Yes,
I'm kind of
is.
A day person. I get up at 6.
So. Susan, we love you.
That's
great. We appreciate the time as always.
Awesome job.
Hopefully when we talk to you next Wednesday, it'll be talking about the ALCS. Thanks, Susan.
Okay, who do you want to play, Cleveland or Detroit?
Anybody.
Okay,
I think I want to see Cleveland.
I don't want to see Schoolable. I'll take the Guardians.
Yeah, but over the best of seven?
Eh,
I mean, what do you think would be the best series, Susan? What do you think would give us the best seven-game series?
I would be terrified of playing Detroit.
Whoa.
Because A.J. Hinch has them thinking they're the best team in the world.
In a five-game series?
If you ask anybody there who pitches after Schoolable, your answer is doesn't matter.
They would have beat the Yanks in a five-game series. They're lucky that the Yanks are lucky they got the Royals. I think the Tigers would have beaten them. I don't have to worry about it. It'd be best of seven. So
I think they're very similar teams, the Royals and the they play the same kind of baseball.
With the pitching?
The way they move the runners and they run around. They do have people. Detroit does have people that hit home runs, however.
What do you think, Susan? You think the Yankees get it done this week?
I keep changing my mind every day.
What about
if
today?
If we get to today, I'm not so sure. But tomorrow, yes. And back in New York, I'm saying Saturday.
All right.
I'm seeing the game 5.
Thank you,
as well.
Susan. Appreciate it.
Okay. See you guys.
Susan's
bye-bye.
Appearance is brought to you by Empower Solar. Supercharge your savings and electrify your life. That was fun.
She's a trip. She's
hysterical,
man.
I didn't know. Nobody told us that we had to get to a right at 12:20 so she could go axe throwing. Hoff's got to tell us that.
I mean, maybe Hoff's got to let. Well, maybe Hoff didn't know.
I don't want to
be begging on Hoff here. Hoff, did you know?
She said she would. Hoff, what happened with that? She said that she was told that we were going to call her 12:20, and she was going to go axe throwing with Meredith. And now because we called her 12:25 because we broke late.
Oh yeah, you guys broke 10 minutes late.
You didn't say it was because Susan had to be axe throwing. We would have gotten out. I don't want to make Susan upset.
Off the air stuff, we discussed that we had a lot of Rogers audio to play.
Yes.
So I was outside pulling Rogers audio.
Okay.
And the plan of action was you two, knuckleheads,
right,
break on time to give her more time
that's
so we can get out.
But there was no you said that she didn't
tell me about the axe throwing.
Oh, okay.
She didn't say that.
Okay, so we didn't know. If there was a specific thing, then we would have broken on time.
All right, but hold on a second. Here's one thing we're missing. Now, we didn't do anything wrong. Now, it's not like she had a tee time at Augusta, where if you're 30 seconds late, you're not getting on the tee box. How popular is an axe-throwing place in Kansas City at 11:30 in the morning?
It sounded like she had to plan this out perfectly, because she was telling me, she's like, I just need to know what time my ins or outs are, because I do have to, there's buses that leave at a certain time.
See, she had to catch a bus to go axe-throwing.
Take an Uber.
Oh, man, now I feel bad.
You know what? When she comes back to New York, we'll take her somewhere.
We'll go axe-throwing,
yes.
Hoff, have you done that?
I want to.
I've seen it before.
I would do it drunk, though.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said to her. You got to hammer a few back.
Well, it doesn't sound smart, though, throwing axes while drunk.
Yeah, but everybody's behind you.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost
still,
like,
what if it slips out from behind?
That is true. It could absolutely fall. That is true.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris Moltisanti, Cleaver, he's going to have to get on that.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back. We'll get back to your calls here on the Yankees, on the Mets, and the Jets as well. 888-808-1019.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.